Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your humble narrator and casino librarian lord. But before we get started today, let's get them lightsaber checks. Mav.
Hey, my name's Mav. I am playing Dosh the Android. I am a level 8 swashbuckler. And lightsaber is 13. Jesse.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jesse. I'm playing Oswald, a level 4 Inquisitor. And I got a 6. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean, and I play Fours, level 8 shifter. And I got a 17. Marshall.
Hey, this is Marshall. I play Geegan, a level 8 fighter samurai. And I got an 11. John.
Hey, this is John playing as Lucius, the human sorcerer, level 8. And I got an 11 as well.
All right, Jesse, how about them recaps?
How about them recaps? Me,
I was going to say it real quick.
You do
it's
the best
really
recap.
Suspicious when Johnny says, I'm a human sorcerer, and I don't know why.
Human sorcerer.
Because he gets bonuses to humans.
I know, but it just sounds just like just your regular human male here.
Regular Uban.
Don't mind me.
You refuse to acknowledge your phylactery status.
I was thinking Lucius might actually just be too Ferengi in a trench coat or something.
I didn't realize he was that tall.
Right. So last session, we arrived at the Dream Realm Casino at the invitation of Sprite. We got kind of a vibe of what that casino was like, which was very light oriented and like lots of illusionary color contrasty effects. We went up and talked to Sprite, found out that Domin is the head of security for I think Sprite, maybe not the casino in particular, I think for Sprite as a person. A lot of the conversation there had to do with Dosh's origin story, essentially, and this hive being maybe called Autumnal, and all the different Autumnals that are out there as the splinters of themselves. Bright gave us a little bit information about his relationship with Justin Brucane and how that works with the casino lords running the city. Sprite thinks Justin has been cheating, using something below the maze, and wants us to kind of go check it out on his behalf. We asked for time to consider the offer because we're not really sure what we want to ask for from Sprite as, you know, payment or compensation or whatever. He gave us a little bit of a vibe on what the maze was like, at least for some of his employee spies he sent in on his own to try and figure out what's going on at the Aboleth's maze. Domin gave us an escort out of the building once we were ready to leave. We all got back to the hotel and figured out what we were going to do next. I said I wanted to go do the merry-go-round, and Fors said that he wanted to come with me, and everybody else decided they wanted to go to the library like a bunch of nerds and go read some books. And I think that's where we left off.
Perfect. So we will start this with Fors and Oswald at the merry-go-round. I believe you used Pulp to get there?
Yes. Yep.
Pulp has seen one of the Tims that is now effectively looking like a 5'9" human with silver pompadour, golden teeth, and wearing a very nice outfit. Looks like he has come to a fair amount of money, but as he takes you over to the merry-go-round, we'll ask, all right, so what are you guys doing this time?
I'm going to do the loop.
How many loops? What should I put money down for?
I'm only going to do the one loop. At least that's what I'm planning on right now. I don't really know what I'm getting in for, but you know, after I do one, maybe if I feel differently, I'll do some more. We only have so much time though too, right? Because like a whole loop takes 8 hours.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to call it before you start.
Yeah, so I'm going to call it at one.
All right. I won't put money on that. But I will say thank you, Mr. Fors. Once I saw your boss put down that much money, put down my life savings on it.
Did you get paid out?
I did.
What? who paid out?
Oh, the casino.
What were you betting on?
Followed Estebold, 820 credits on that you would find the girl.
I'm laughing because his life savings was $820.
Well, congrats. That's no small amount of money.
Yeah.
That times 2,000.
Yeah. I mean, he'll definitely look back at you with his golden grill, silver pompadour, and a cigarette in his mouth. You goddamn right it is.
Also, that look was entirely funded by a long shot bet.
Oh, that's awesome.
How much is left over?
Well, I got around about 1.2 million.
Dang.
That's a big upgrade.
Yeah, I can finally pay off my landlord. But Pope will pull up outside of the Daymare. You can see the brilliant neon lights, the flashing of kind of a neon sign outline of a sun with a horse below it. So this is where you start. This is where you put your bets in. Basically, go enjoy. Do you want me to wait out here?
I mean, I don't think that's really... Do you need to? Like, aren't they all kind of like as a complex? I could walk from one to the next, right?
Yeah, I just don't know when you're going to call it.
I mean, at least 8 hours from now, right?
Alrighty, yeah. He'll put an alarm into his HCOM, drop you off, and peace, assholes, and leave.
All right. Cool. I'll look at fours and say, so what do you think? Are you doing this as well, or are you just along for the ride?
Oh, I didn't have any grand schemes, so along for the ride, I think.
All right. I will head over to wherever I'm supposed to, I don't know, enter the or announce that I'm doing the loop or whatever.
Yeah, walking into the Daymare, you get that light misting of kind of lavender-scented water as you walk into what looks like a huge, kind of like living room. People are drinking mimosas, they're having food. You can see there's a pool area. There's also a tanning section set up for people kind of recuperate.
Uh-huh.
On a rotation, normally the Daymare will recover one temporary level loss or reduce exhaust by one step or remove fatigue.
Okay. And that's just the benefit you get from just hanging out and soaking it in?
Correct.
Neat.
You want to abandon this whole merry-go-round thing and just... I guess it's once per day.
I mean, it's only one temporary level loss that you get back, and that's not what I have.
Yeah.
At this point, those level losses are permanent. You are level 4.
Yeah, yeah,
there's,
I know.
There's no recovery anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But the server here, well, can I get you guys a table? Are you starting a loop or just coming in for brunch?
Oh, I'm starting a loop.
Oh, excellent. What can we put you down for?
Just one loop.
Okay, and what number would you like to choose?
Like running a marathon? What's your lucky number, man?
Seven.
All right, excellent. So, once you complete your loop, once you get back here, you will roll a d20. If you get a 7, you get a chance to roll on the Wheel of Many Things.
Cool. I'm clearly going into this, like, blind, so... We'll just see how things fall through.
Yeah, the Lizardfolk server will look over at you fours, and are you joining your friend?
I will be.
Are you competing or just watching?
I'll be in it. One loop.
Nice.
It is 100 credits per bar, so they will require 200 up front.
I'll pay. I've still got spare cash from our bribe fund.
Perfect. Enjoy infinite hash browns and mimosas.
All right, so section one is the brunch?
Correct.
Okay.
That's pretty dangerous so far.
Yeah, right?
Got a point to stop with these.
From my notes is, in order to do the loop, we have to do brunch, tan, do an MMA fight, ride Pablo the Bullet, drink, and party, with a minimum of 2 hours per bar. So I think here we're supposed to do both brunch and tan, I'm guessing?
Yeah, tan, poolside, whatever you want to relax to.
Cool. And yeah, I will go grab a big pile of hash browns and, I don't know, a mimosa. I think we're going to be doing much more drinking later on. And go hang, get a lounge chair next to the pool.
I'm going to take off my gear and go to the tanning beds. And if at some point you want to discuss rodeo technique...
Wait, do you already have a rodeo technique?
I got some moves in mind.
Oh, then yes, I would very much like to hear about this. I figured it was my plan was just like get on the thing and hold on.
I think it all depends on how big a bullet is. I don't think I've seen one in person.
Yeah, it's a good call. I also wonder, like, are they going to let me use my harness or not? Like, it seems unfair to let me use it, honestly, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe don't show it off too much up front.
Yeah.
Less chance of it being taken away or being requested that you not wear it.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to figure out the rules for each step once we get there, right? Because, like, I was thinking about that, like, when you're in the MMA fight, like, if you use magic, are you allowed to use magic in that fight? Are there restrictions on, like, what kind of equipment you're bringing into the fight? Like, how do they make it fair? Or do they worry about fair? You just go in and do it.
I'm sure they have rules.
Sure. We'll find out. In the meantime, I guess, relax.
Very well. Across the city of Golden, we cut to Dosh, Lucius, and Keegan. Taking one of the golden cabs, you're heading over to the Golden Chip Library.
We need to... Is the hotel on the way? I'd like to stop and get my armor, because we're not really laying low much anymore.
We can make time for that, I'm sure, even if it's not on the way.
Yeah, as well.
The amount of research.
8 hours.
Well, so, we might want to go to sleep eventually, but...
Well, yeah. Hotel first, because if we got gangsters...
Yeah, you would have grabbed your armor from the hotel when you guys were there, because that's where you guys started from.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? My bad. Okay, my armor's a little different now, just so you guys have an idea. It's, think of one, you know those dirt bike jackets or motorcycle jackets that's got the, like, the armor platings on them? Like the, for road rash and whatnot. So it's got a few of those on the arms, the back, a couple chest pieces. I'm wearing the boots for the armor as well, and the belt for the armor. And that's what I'm wearing at the moment.
Gasless?
No, I'm wearing pants.
You mentioned the like boots and belts. Like, that's a weird specific.
I got my hoodie on under the jacket, and my pants are on appropriately.
While we're driving in the taxi to the library, I'm going to ask Lucius. You said you had something in mind, but you didn't really specify.
Yeah, the conversation with Sprite, it left a lot of questions for me that I didn't feel like they were going to answer. Because, I mean, they just weren't answering our questions very well. Or at least I felt that way. And I didn't feel like I should be the one asking them. But really, what was Audible? Why did it break apart? How did it break apart? If I can figure out a little bit more about the different personas that could be a threat to us, then it could take my mind off of having to think about having to kill,
Taro Shen.
Yeah, Taro. It could help me take my mind off of the potential that we might have to kill Taro. I'm concerned that when we confront him, there might not be any other option. I'm also concerned about the consequences of not killing him as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it right now.
It doesn't seem like Typh gave us a lot of options out of this one for our, interpretation of how we do what he asks.
But yeah, maybe something will come to me while we're at the library. But
no, that's a good idea. I'm curious about those questions too, and maybe we'll find something else related to the Amon thing while we're there.
Right. Thinking about our conversation with Sprite, though, I wonder if there's any way that they can help us in the case that we do have to kill Taro, or if something goes bad. I mean, this isn't like the Dark Eth Empire. Like, the rules are different, right?
Yeah, what the lawyer said, we're basically delegates from another country trying to take out somebody from a third country on this country's soil.
Yeah, I don't see that going over very well.
It's an international incident.
So yeah, I'm a bit concerned.
I don't know if my mercenary license is good here. I'll take it out and look at it.
Good for one murder.
Valid within the Dark Eth Empire.
Okay, so I am not legally a mercenary here.
Yeah, they probably don't do that here.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but differently. Especially with this much money on the line on everything.
You'll pull up to the library. It's shaped, kind of imagine like a giant half dome, all gold, kind of reflecting light that plays off of the other illusions, billboards, and illumination that the city has. But the cab will drop you off out front, so you're able to head inside.
All right, yeah, go inside. Is there gambling here?
They do have a row of slot machines on the way into the library.
There's people watching. What book do you think that guy's going to check out? I don't know. Does it look like a fiction or non-fiction guy?
There's like an announcer. It's like, he's going down the historical section, folks. Keep your bets in now.
Like, crap. $5 as he goes romantic. Huh? Romantic.
But once inside, Keegan, Dosh, Lucius, go ahead and give me your perception checks.
You know I don't do that.
We're looking for a DC 25.
I cannot get that.
Yeah, I can't get that. I could roll natural 20 and not get that. 12.
We're lucky that Keegan has some points in perception. If I can find my perception. Hang on.
I got a total of 21, and that's with rolling a 19.
Yeah. Aw. 13. I rolled a 5. I actually have perception. I'm just bad at rolling.
Could have done it.
Sprawling staircases, books upon books, rows and shelves. This place is gorgeous, but at the same time confusing, between slot machines tucked into random corners and different areas that seem to jangle with the illusion of wealth not yet captured. A librarian will approach and, "Welcome to the Golden Ship Library. Can I help you?"
Oh, sorry for your answer. I'm just imagining just having to play slot machines to get certain chapters out of books. Oh, no.
Oh, free to read?
Yeah.
I'll look them over. Do they have that hand tattoo or any signs of the librarian tattoo?
Nothing that you've seen yet. With the 21, you can't confirm that they have a key tattoo.
Oh, yeah, the key. That's what it is. Straight up ask them. What is the key tattoo again? Can we get a quick recap on that? It's like they're part of a guild, right? Of
yeah, adventure. Servants of the Queen. Adventure librarians.
So, yeah. Thank you for your service. My name is Lucius. Do you happen to be a servant of the Queen? In the service of the Queen?
I'd like to look at the front desk. No, sir. I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Okay, just curious. I do have a research topic. It's on an android.
If you do want to throw a diplomacy versus that perception DC.
Yeah, sure. I got a total of 35.
Okay. Yeah, the Lycal at the front would be like, "I'm not sure quite what you mean. You may want to speak with Obindar or Solemn. You'll find them over in fiction and romance."
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll head over to them in romance.
All right. And Keegan and Dosh?
I'll follow Lucius.
Follow Lucius. I'm here to keep him safe.
Can you post those names in Roll20 for me, please? Before I repeatedly butcher them over and over.
Can do, buddy. Then, yeah, in the multiple shelves, the annals of romance stories, you will find an android quickly sorting books from a cart as they look over each title and make sure it's going in the right place. But once they see you all approach, they'll stop and, "Greetings, are we looking for something more lurid and fun or something more romantic?"
I'll look them over. Do they have the key tattoo?
Go and give me a perception.
I don't see it.
Do the thing.
I got a total of 7. What do they have? What do they have? I just text Secret Doors. Where's their key tattoo?
You find the adult magazines.
This is the romance section. We do things differently here. So, sorry, is it Servant of the Queen or is it Service of the Queen?
Yeah, Servants of the Queen.
Servants of the Queen.
Or, as they call themselves, Adventurer Librarians.
Okay, I'll say, "Hi, I, Solemn, I was referred to you at the head desk, as I'd been asking about, I have been acquainted with adventuring librarians, and I was curious if anybody had been here." Or, sorry, well, let me rephrase that. "I've done, work with some adventuring librarians, and I was hoping to, get some aid from you while I'm here."
Yeah, they'll kind of look around for a moment, and, "I have no idea what you speak of, sir. But you can toss me a sense motive."
Yeah, right. I got a total of 23 on the sense motive.
Yeah, you can absolutely tell they're lying and they're looking around a bit for somebody else.
I'll pipe up. "I didn't realize that you guys were so secretive after working with Medusa and Ruben.
Solemn's face will, well, go solemn, and you know Medusa and Ruben.
I do.
Give me a moment. The android will turn around and pull out their HCOM and start to make a call.
I'm going to look at the books on the shelves.
Find something spicy.
Yeah.
Forrest, as you're tanning by the pool, the server will come up to you and, oh, since you're making your run, what was your number choice?
4.
All right, very well. Thank you. You are all set to head towards the Rockmare when you are ready.
And I'll sit up and look around.
You'll see that same server go over and let Oswald know as well.
All right. I imagine at some point while I was sitting on the pool, I would have, or sitting by the pool, I would have actually, like, stripped down to, I don't know, underwear or whatever, and just taken a few laps in the pool.
The water is cold and refreshing, though warm enough that when you hop out, kind of feels like you want to get back in.
Hmm. Nice. But yeah, I guess I'll go over to Fours and say, you ready to go to the Rockmare?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to kick things up a notch.
All right. I mean, it's up to us. It's minimum of 2 hours per place. We can spend more longer than that if we want, I think.
I think I've just about conquered this tanning bed.
All right. Then, yeah, I guess let's head to the Rockmare.
Fours in the sweet Speedo with the small slit eyeglasses. The Rockmare is a severely different vibe. It's an Illican brewery. You can hear people screaming because the entire bar is built around the arena in the middle where the MMA fights happen. Servers are running all about, delivering various beers and whiskeys and other hard spirits. But as you enter in, the server here will check, and Fords and Oswald, excellent. Your opponents today will be Slammer and StatMax. Will you be choosing a corporate sponsor for recording or not?
Did you say Stab Max?
I'm immediately thinking back to the ridiculous names that the Gabos had when we did the Kamani run.
I think Stab Max is Punch Junction's.
Stab Max.
I was really hoping it was going to be like. Though? It can't be like Trash Puke again or whatever his name was.
Dude, can a mom be your corporate sponsor?
You leave Master Squat out of this.
Stat Max. Okay.
That means Stab Max is untaken. I'm calling that next campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's going to be playing a luchador in the next campaign, and their luchador name is Stab Max. Can you explain how the corporate sponsorship thing works?
Well, if you're willing to choose a corporate sponsor, you don't have to pay the fee for this bar, but it will be recorded and broadcast by that corporation as an advertisement, either for or against. Or you can pay your 100 and not have to worry about that.
Yeah, I am inclined to just pay the 100. Man. Oh, wait, should we do Bah Hamburger?
I think Bah Hamburger would be a good one if they sponsor here.
Yeah, let's do Bah Hamburger. Or at least I'll do Bah Hamburger.
I'll do
wear your Bah Hamburger shirt for this.
Was it Bomb Bros? Where do we get our grenades?
Yeah, right.
Bombs for Bros.
Bombs for Bros.
Just every time you say that, it just reminds me of like Doctors Without Borders. When bros need bombs, they're there.
Got your back, bro.
Very well, so you're both representing Bah Hamburgers?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yep.
Alright, your fight will be coming up in the next 45 minutes. Please enjoy some drinks until then.
Thank you.
Is this like a tag team situation, or?
Oh no, it'll be one at a time.
Oh, okay. Are we allowed to fight sober?
It's encouraged not to, but...
I'm already wandering off to the bar.
Yep, I'll go to the bar.
I will get my standard cider with whiskey.
I don't have a drink lined up.
Porter?
Oh, we're not going to move on until I name an alcoholic beverage. I'm going to get me a Shirley Temple.
Oh god, what was the dumb comment the other day? A virgin pickle teeny, but light on the
Can we pickle in a martini glass, please?
Shaken, not stirred.
So far as you'll watch as Oswald gets called down into the fight ring. Oswald, you can choose to make either a fort save or a performance check that would be appropriate for this. The DC is 11.
Okay, it's going to be a fort save for me for sure.
All right. Slammer is across from you, a tall Corlean man wearing just an overly elaborate kind of robot costume.
Nice.
Is that like Android face? Is that bad?
did they give me like any kind of Bah Humburger logoed gear or branded gear?
So they will give you a shirt that basically, like a privacy hood, is designed to show the logo of the company that you're representing.
Okay, so it's like a generic shirt that just has like a simple logo on the front?
Correct, but the cameras pick it up as you're wearing a Bah Humburger billboard.
Oh, well, I mean, if I'm going to do this, then I might as well do it right. So I will pull out of my pack the XXL Bah Humburger shirt that Lucius gave me for Family Day.
You packed that?
For dramatic purposes, sure.
It's the only gift he's ever gotten. He's an orphan, guys. Come on.
He doesn't go anywhere without his extra large Baja Burger shirt.
Orphan is more parents than all of you.
I'm an adopted orphan.
Is it extra, extra, extra large so it covers up your hook? Your...
I don't even know. I imagine, like, if I really wanted to, like, the hooks could fire through the shirt, but then it'd damage the shirt, you know? So yeah, I'll wear that. And for my fort save, I got a 17.
Excellent. Yeah. As you bounce in and out of the cage here, either through your own acrobatics, your own movements, your fort save is good enough to kind of explain the endurance involved with this, right? Slammer is not trying to go for win moves so much as moves that look good for the audience. So there's a lot of like grabbing you and then jumping up and trying to throw you backwards.
Okay. Could I throw an acrobatics into this to kind of like play along and like make it more entertaining?
That's what the performance check is.
Ah.
You went with the fort, which means they watch you get beat up for a while. But with the 17, yeah, you clearly come out at the end of it. Slammer is exhausted before you finally kick him down.
Sure.
And take the win as they, Bah Humburger!
I'll do the like the grab my own shirt and like lift it out like a banner kind of thing.
you try to Hulk out of it, but your arms don't actually go wide enough from your body to...
I know. It's an XXL t-shirt where the sleeves go all the way down my wrists.
You come back a little bit bruised, a little tired, but still, it was a fun adventure, a fun experience as you're able to share a drink with Fours before Fours.
Yeah, I will absolutely high-five Fours on the way out.
Nice work.
Thanks. Good luck. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, StatMax is a halfling wearing an all-green skin suit. They're wearing goggles over their eyes that amplify what their eyes look like, so they just are huge.
Awesome. What is the ring like again? Or the fighting arena?
Hexagonal with about 4-foot fences, so easy enough to throw somebody over, but enough that it's easy for you to get up on top if you need to jump.
All right. Awesome.
But yeah, StatMax will scream, Bah Humburger, you're going down! And I need a fort save or performance check, depending on what you're trying to do.
I'll do performance.
All right, and it's DC 11.
All right. Now, do you want a literal perform check, or...
If you have a certain performer you'd like to do, you're welcome to use that. If you're just rolling a generic perform, that's fine too. But like if you had perform oratory or dance, then we work it in.
I think acrobatics would probably be the most appropriate.
If you have a background or location, lets you swap acrobatics for performance, you can. But otherwise, it's a performance check.
All right. I'm going to wing it then. Oh, no! I got an 8.
All right, Oswald. You watch as Statmax dives onto Fors. Fors is able to keep away from his face, at least. But the halfling is spry. He's quick. And his green skin suit just makes him all the weirder to try to hold on to. At the end of it, Statmax stands on top of Fors' chest, screaming out, "Bomberger is dead!" As Fors, you will gain one temporary negative level that will go away once you're done with the merry-go-round. Right. So you have a minus one to everything until you're okay. Dead.
No problem.
Or you can choose to get fatigue instead if you'd like, but if you get fatigue twice, then you will become exhausted.
Mm-hmm. I'll do the negative one.
Okay.
GG, Statmax.
Statmax will high five and good game, good game. See you in the ring.
Who's your sponsor out there?
Statmax represents himself.
Well, you are well represented.
Are these two guys like the house MMA fighters? Kind of like a recording studio will have like house musicians. Is this their job?
No. This actually would kind of fit in a little bit with what you guys saw earlier today, with people dressed up in weird outfits heading towards the party zones.
So this people is just like a random commoner, basically. a random dude who lives here.
Yeah, I mean, Statmax clearly probably shows off, as well as Slimer is like, this is a thing they do.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. They'll bring you both a set of spicy chicken wings, along with some fries, before you guys will... You said you're welcome to head off to the Thundermare whenever you're ready.
Awesome. Thank you. I will have another cider with whiskey to wash down spicy wings and fries.
We jump back to the romance section at the library.
Ooh, this one looks good. When a lonely void.
I have to read it out loud.
Solemn's one mechanical eyebrow will raise up, and that's a good one. But we'll close the HCOM, and I've confirmed with Ruben and Medusa that you're legit.
All right. Can I please confirm with you? Please show me your key.
Yeah, Solemn will look around a bit, make sure there's nobody else in the romance aisle, and will. As they put all their fingers and hands together, you can see they have a tattoo that grows all the way across all four of their fingers on both hands that forms the key.
All right, thank you.
It's very interesting. It's been quite a while since we've had somebody come searching. Do you mind if I call Oben?
No, please do.
And there's a quick text from Solemn before Oben. A void will pop their head around the corner, and what's going on? Solemn will, we have guests from a distant library. Oh, more adventurers? No, associate adventurers.
I kind of lean into to Keegan, and I'm like, are they always this dramatic?
Marshall, are you still here?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Didn't even know these guys existed.
I've never heard of them.
I've never met any.
Sorry, my presumption.
Yes, okay. I've employed your services before, and at this point right now, I am looking for competent librarians and a little bit of insight on this city.
Yeah, Oben, we're here to help. And Solemn will... Well, it's not hard to find an incompetent librarian. What are you looking for today?
Today I'm looking on older information on an android called Autumnal.
You'll see Solemn immediately will get kind of a reserved look of, I don't understand, why would you be looking him up?
I'm going to lean in.
I'll say, because I'm him.
Great, thank you. I was going to sliver something to Mav, but no, that's even better.
I'll take the step forward.
So there's this clear moment for at least Solemn where they, what? Like that. Holy shit. Oben will, I'm sorry. Audible, I was under the presumption had been removed.
Well, yes, split is more like there's parts of him still around.
Obin and Solomon will share a few words in a language you guys do not understand before they will... So you're an Audible?
That's what I've been told, yes.
Mm. Solemn will... Don't let the Order of Extinction find out.
Who are these people?
They'll motion for all of you to follow them as they will kind of guide past romance, through fiction, historical, back towards a part of the library that's blocked off. They're a group of paladins. Their job is to make sure things that are supposed to be dead stay dead.
And I'm supposed to be dead? Or Audible is?
Well, Solemn, as they unlock the door, well, Audible was not a good dude.
That's what we're trying to find out.
Yeah. Quickly, inside. But Obin and Solemn will, once they get you inside, will lock the door behind you. Obin's key tattoo was on the inside of his gums, above his one tooth, that goes all the way across that voids have, kind of that beak structure, much like Illigans have. As they'll kind of show, confirm with each other before unlocking a door. You're looking for Audible? We can give you access to this library. As far as we knew, Audible was never quite an android. Was one of the Silvermen. Creation made by the Levant a long time ago.
That's a lot of words I did not understand.
That shows how ignorant we are on this.
Yeah.
Obin looks kind of out of his depth of kind of... I am not... as well versed in Silverman lore as Solemn is. Audible was a follower of the Cult of Kadu, a group of Silvermen that believed that all humans should be destroyed. After the, I believe, Jequin Accords, most Silvermen were culled, I believe is the correct word. But hopefully the library here will have more answers for you.
Seems the world hasn't been kind to Canicle people.
Solemn would look at you, and it has been kinder to androids than it was to Silvermen, for sure.
What library is he? Is he like pointing to a door or?
Yeah, the door they open seems to lead into another space. It is a door in this library that leads into another room filled with books, shelves and shelves. Let's say you're going to want to go to section A37.
Oh,
all right.
I brought Filling the Void with me. Is that okay?
What'd you bring?
Filling the Void, the book I was looking at.
Oh. You have a library card?
Yeah, Solemn will, double eyebrow wiggle, and it's a good read. You'll enjoy it. Chapter 7 is my favorite.
He no longer becomes a Picklettini.
Is this area magical? Did we go through some sort of magical door to get to like some extra planar space?
The door is magical. It does have a strong sense of conjuration. It does look like the door they opened for you connects to a library somewhere else on the same plane.
Okay, same plane. Are there other doors in this library? Or I'm just curious about this library.
In this
now.
Room, like, I mentioned this is your, like, generic conference room. 8 chairs. There's that weird kind of, like, half-circle speakerphone in the middle. A couple of TVs on the walls. But they open up the supply closet. But it opens into an extra-dimensional space, which takes you to a different library.
Mm-hmm.
Got my cane and all.
I'm curious now. Like, I'm starting to think, like, wow, what if every library or every official library with these guys goes to this space? Which and is if, also a go on.
If you have that look on your face, Solemn will definitely like give you the shh. Of course it does, but we don't tell anybody.
I'm starting to see why you guys are so secretive.
Yeah, I fucked. Now you know.
Now that I know.
You can't keep your mouth shut.
That's so true.
You're going to be a thorn in their side from this day on.
From the minute you worked with me. So, yeah, that's an interesting revelation. But I'll thank them and, yeah, start heading towards these books. Are they wanting to hang out with us, or are they just...
Solemn's going to wait outside while you go search. Obin will... I have a lot more to do in the historical section. I will be back.
All right.
But go ahead and give me your research check as you start wandering into the library.
Are we talking like a knowledge history, or are we talking...
Yeah, go ahead and give me a knowledge history. That'll work as your research check. Kind of like a gather info.
Okay. Then I'm going to... you know what? I'm gonna hype myself up a little bit here.
Yeah, Lucius.
Right.
Let's do it. Let me just totally research like no other.
Was the book written by a human?
Did I throw in a praise as like a search?
Yeah.
Oof, I rolled a 3 for a total of 16.
I would say for you, Dosh, looking upon these books as you try to appraise them, it's hard because they're all old.
Yeah. Right?
These are all partial tomes written in various different languages, sects. You're kind of stuck in that place of like, if I had to judge this, they're all priceless.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means they're not worth a penny.
This spell, True Skill, does it make sense to use this? It's 1 minute per level.
Yeah.
So I'll cast this. It's going to give me a +4 bonus to this roll. And I got a total of 31 rolling to 20, which turns it into a 35.
Nat 20 on a 35. All right. Fuck yeah.
He just reaches out. Here it is.
Found it.
It wasn't even an A37. They mistakenly put it somewhere else.
You had it labeled wrong.
Yeah, with a 35. So over the next 3 hours, as you start digging into this and looking through things, you're going to find a fair amount of information. But it will take some time as you wander through, pulling at books, looking at other ones, comparing titles, dates. But you're starting to get an idea of what Audible might be. And as you pull down these books, we cut back over to Fours and Oswald. Chicken wings done, beers drank. You can see there's a couple of people fighting down below. Person currently representing the Black Cat litter box, fighting against somebody named Ravensblood. As they're getting bounced off the fence.
So, if I've got the right vibe, Ravensblood, since he has like a fighting name, is probably the one who does this like regularly. Like this is, you know, something he lives here and he enjoys doing this and does it, you know, with like ever on weekends or whatever. And the dude with the sponsor is like the not the tourist who's like just trying to save money.
Correct.
Got it. Yeah, I guess on to the next place then. Yeah, is that the Thundermare? Is that what's next?
Yeah, a holographic horse made out of lightning bursts across the cul-de-sac that all of the merry-go-round is in. As you enter in, halfling with a mohawk will hand you some menus, but you can see they only have like 3 things on it, and it's a bag of chips, pickled eggs, and fries. You walk down rows of casinos, all of which is kind of shaped in a giant, imagine octagon, but all the rows come to a center, of which there is a 15-foot-long bullet. Covered in armor, head to toe, has a saddle on the back of it, and Pablo, as spray-painted across both sides, rears and tears at the ground. Trying to rip through the concrete, try to get to dirt to burrow. It does not, but it looks violent and angry. The server here will, whenever you're ready, Pablo is taking guests. Until then, enjoy the slot machines.
Thank you.
Every time somebody wins, it creates a cacophonous explosion. You just hear bombs basically going off at random spots across the 8 different hallways. And every time they go off, Pablo gets angry. And you understand this, Fours, because every time it goes off, your tremor sense hurts.
I can only imagine the kind of shock that the employees here must have built up. It's a high turnover gig. The people don't work here long.
Yeah, you...
Plug a resistance.
You would see the line for people ready to go ride Pablo. They are all wearing onesies. They have no other gear on, but it says Pablo across their chest.
Awesome.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, it'll be a reflex save or an acrobatics check, DC 12.
All right. I'm going to look to Oswald and I say, I wasn't thinking of the right thing when I was thinking of bullets. I was thinking of a different animal.
I wasn't either. I didn't realize it was going to be like an actual animal.
Oh, you thought it might have been a mechanical bullet?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I don't know why I was thinking that. Obviously, it's going to be a real bullet. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should... my plan is to grab some snacks, probably one of each, and like just combine them all into one bowl and eat those while we wait in line. I mean, I'm thinking just, I don't know, hold on. I feel like I could probably handle this.
Yeah, same. Still rubbing my arms from my match.
Did you... I guess I should have asked while we were there. Did you want, like, a rematch against StatMax?
You know what? I think we put together the perfect commercial for Bah Humburgers. The guy wearing the merch wins, and the schmuck not wearing the merch loses.
All right. Fair enough.
I can already see it cut together.
Okay, then yeah, I don't really know what I would do to prep for this other than to enjoy some of the snacks, because honestly, like a big mixed bowl of fries, chips, and pickled eggs actually sounds pretty good to Oswald.
Yeah, I might wait until after the rioting to eat. that's my strategy.
Yeah, they have a variety of white sauces to go with the food, so ranches, tzatzikis, spicy sour creams, minted sour creams, things like that.
I will sample all of the sauces, not all at the same time. I just want to like go through them in order to see if I can actually get a taste out of any of them.
Yeah, you do find that the cilantro mayo does actually come through with the pickled eggs.
That's the one I'm sticking with.
But they will eventually call out, Oswald, it's time to ride the Pablo.
Awesome. I imagine they have provided me with the onesie.
Correct.
Sweet. I thought
no
I looked amazing
no
in it.
Spells.
That's fine. I feel I'm feeling ready and confident, despite what's in my stomach.
I'm sitting as close by as I can ringside. I'm studying what Oswald does, taking notes.
I will plan on using acrobatics for this.
Alrighty. They place a calm animal spell on Pablo long enough for you to get on top.
All right.
And hold on. You're wearing the white and red onesie as they finally release the spell as Pablo starts thrashing.
Nice.
Violently. As it bounces to and fro, tearing at the concrete, jumping up against walls, go ahead and give me your acrobatics.
All righty. Total of 31. I'm going to stay on for as long as I can.
Yeah, there will be that point where you can hear the announcer starts to get tired of like, and Pablo's still trying here. Looks like Oswald's got this one under control.
All right, I guess not as long as I can then. After a few minutes, I'll get off so the Forest can have his turn.
But people will clap. You will go on the board for a time.
Hooray, I didn't know there was a board.
Oh, it's Casino Land, baby. Of course there's a board.
The big board of bullet times.
Yeah. What am I ranked on the board?
At a 31, you're ranked at 3 minutes.
Sweet.
Before you voluntarily stepped off.
Yeah. What's the high score?
Currently, you are the high score.
Oh, shit. How often does it reset?
It resets every month.
Okay. I was like, there's no way it's 3 minutes is the high score for all time. That's crazy. All right, sweet. I will exit the, I don't know, concrete padded rodeo stage and give Forza a high five on the way out.
Yeah, reach out my hand. Clash, thanks for tiring him out for me.
Yeah, I did what I could, man. I don't know, just hold on, I guess. It seems like that's the trick.
Yeah, you'll see the recuperation team come out as one of them will cast Stone Shape and reform the concrete below so it's fixed again. Another one will cast Lesser Restoration upon the bullet.
Nice. Oh, I held on long enough to give him Ability Drain.
We're taking a 15-minute break to give our little boy Pablo some snacks, and then Fours, you're up.
Oh, maybe you didn't do me a favor by tiring him out. Maybe I just got a refreshed.
Yeah.
Pablo's getting his Cerebek marshmallow treasures.
But yeah, the variety of people around here, Oswald, are definitely high-fiving you, laughing, and wow, that was the best run I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't know, I just, you know, I've never done this before. I just went out there and just held on, you know.
Hell yeah!
And I'll be friendly and, you know, buy some people some drinks and whatnot. And yeah.
Yeah, hugs and selfies will be taken. And at this point, with how well you did, you will attract attention. As some other people will be like, oh shit, isn't that the guy who took down the fucking Abyss maze? These guys are tearing it up!
I get confused for the guy who took down the Abyss maze? Or they recognize Spores?
Yeah, they recognize Spores.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, it's like, wait, what?
But then they realize there's an Illicant Void team just going through ruining games.
Oh, we're going to get kicked out of gold.
Maybe. Or we're going to get corporate sponsors.
But for real
corporate sponsors.
You'll see Pablo is refreshed, water drank, Cerebek marshmallows eaten.
All right. So what I'm going to do is turn on my one of my adaptive forms of resistance, but it's going to be sonic resistance.
Okay.
So my skin, I guess, is going to take on like a sort of like a spongy texture. But yeah, I'm going to try and negate as much of the loud, painful clanging as I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will be going for acrobatics.
Alrighty.
The 16.
You're able to hold on for quite a while, enough that you win this round. But by the time you're ready to get off, Pablo is tired, but still has fight left in him. But you're able to leave successfully, with everyone kind of clapping and, well, Pablo's having a hard night tonight, folks. Let's see if he can do better next time. Once it's dampened, this casino is a lot easier to handle.
I'll be enjoying my food then in the spongy silence.
I imagine that we, like, us doing as well as we did, maybe that actually gets more people to go get in line, because they're like, oh, that actually looks like it's a piece of cake. We can handle that.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely... As you finish your fried potato chip pickled egg mixture, you definitely get to enjoy people. This can't be that hard. These guys just walked in and nailed it. As you watch bodies get thrown against fences, they have to cast Calm Animals to stop Pablo from crushing somebody. Like, it gets bad.
I assumed there was some kind of waiver that was signed ahead of time.
And don't forget to subtract your 100 each for the Thundermare.
Mm-hmm.
Back across at the Golden Chip Library, as you walk through the room into the Queen's section, Lucius, you are able to maneuver these books, these shelves, quickly and efficiently. What are you looking for information about Audemal?
What he was, how he broke and splintered into the different 13 pieces, and then maybe if I can find anything to see kind of what would happen if it came back together. Would it be the Silverman Audemal, or how big of a threat is this, I guess?
So this is where it's kind of weird, right? You're dealing with hypothetical planar theory. You're dealing with a lot of variables. You're able to find out quite a bit about Audemal. A Silverman created during the time where Mechanus had limited the Silverman race to only have so many of them existing at one time, where if one died, that was the only way another one could be born or created. Audemal was a follower of Kadu. Kadu being a Silverman of the Flawless sect that believed in the death of all physical mortal beings in order to make a way for constructed races. Audemal at one point teamed up with a creature from the First Realm, known as Bastion Silver, in an attempt to enact an idea that would eventually destroy the gods responsible for restricting his race. But that's where the books kind of go wonky, I would say. Text changes where you start to see more stories about the thief, a person only referred to as Horatio Cask, which eventually uses something called the Annulus to cut Audemal out of reality. Now, the books do lose some chapters here before picking up and saying that a broken Audemal has been reported found by one Skon Kali, a void. You would recognize the name because you know about Skon safes, a common technological item that uses the constant to transport material across distant spaces.
Mm-hmm.
The library from here, though, does start to go a little bit awry as far as more information about Audible. It references the idea that an Audible has been seen fighting Prism across Thus.
Do we know if who Bastion is?
You may have heard the name a couple times in passing. Okay. You may not know who he is.
All right. Prism isn't that popular then, or?
I mean, out here, outside of Dargeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with that 35, Bastion Silver is a First Realm humanoid that presents as the leader and commander of the Prism Division that is responsible for multiple removals of planar threats and other outside activities.
Okay.
Which would be weird, because if you look in the Justicari files, Bastion is listed as a Rook class threat.
Okay.
The Justicari files have anything on the Prism itself?
They're noted as a Tier 7 organization, and they are listed as a red threat to the Empire. Most of their information is classified AA, restricted to Typhe, and those under his direct circle.
Interesting.
Well, with this knowledge, it sounds like we know of another Audemal that was seen by, was it Horatio Kask?
No, he's the one who ripped him out of reality, right?
Right, okay, yeah, you're right.
It was Prism, so, saw him on Thus, or he was saw with Prism.
With Prism, but there was also another sighting by the person that created the teleport boxes.
That's right.
Yeah, Skaan Kali.
All right.
Is Skaan Kali a living person or a historical person?
Skaan Kali was killed 2 months ago by Prism.
Jeez.
Well, it's going to be hard asking them then.
Is there any knowledge on the different shards of Audemal in that book?
There is not, but with Lucius's Nat 20 on that, you'll find that there are books already written for them that don't have text in them yet.
Oh, shit. So there's a book for me that's empty?
You can find one that says, Creativity has found this book.
I'm taking it with me.
Yeah, I'm pocketing my book, too.
Keegan, the 16-year-old in a fucking 7-Eleven stealing some smut before he runs out.
Right. Hey, they said it was good. That didn't stop me from taking it.
I'm going to throw another praise. I'm going to throw a praise on the book and see, because if I succeed on it, whatever you decide to see is, I get to learn all of its effects and powers or whatever. I want to know if it's like magical or like if it can't be taken from this place or it's going to set off an alarm. 28.
Okay. With a 28, you know it can be taken from this place, but will set off an alarm unless it's been approved by somebody with a queen servant tattoo.
Okay. Well, I'll ask one of those guys nicely first.
But is there not anything yet, else but... in here you want to find?
Yeah, while we're in here. Yeah, I guess I wasn't anticipating that the research would go that smoothly.
Man, I'm good at this.
Just roll Nat 20. But,
Lucius, have you been in here before?
I have not. I didn't know it existed.
Okay. So you said you met librarians before, so...
Yeah, I had done. They didn't make mention of this place at all.
I want to look for anything on Typhe Raylan.
Let's do it.
I can look up Magnus, too, if you want.
All right. Whoever's taking the lead on one of these subjects, go ahead and give me a knowledge history.
Let's do it. I'm going to re-up my true skill spell.
Can I aid with the knowledge history?
Yeah.
I'm not great at it, but I have some point.
Can I aid with the knowledge engineering?
No.
These are some stable bookshelves, you guys.
Opposite. We're rolling in with a 16 on this one with a natural 1.
Ooh. Yeah, with a natural 1, as you go to look up Typhe, it's weird. You cannot find that book. There are books that reference Typhe, but there's no books that explain Typhe.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of the books you found probably in the Sulanae Cavern are probably more in-depth than these are.
Obviously, but he's been in here. Went in here, taken out. It'll
take another 3 hours of searching.
Oof.
So that's going to give us enough time to go home pretty much, huh?
Yeah, basically after looking up all of Audemal, trying to find out about Typhe, for some reason, yeah. The man just seems to slide through history. Though I guess you can take that from this. Even that one, the amount of books Typhe shows up in is concerning.
It's what we spend most of our time in, is we're looking at books, but it doesn't, like, just references to Typh, but nothing important or big. Like, I went through 1,000 books that all mention Typh.
Well, yeah, it gets that weird spot, right? Where it's like, how old's your book? This old? Mine says Typh. How old's yours? 2 weeks ago? Mine says Typh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because even with the natural one, we're not finding much about him, but we're like, let's say this, what's one of the older books we've seen that references him?
The earliest reference you would find would be to a church in Novosol that collapsed in the fourth era around the Innovation Age.
And that book is filled with a bunch of woodcut illustrations of Typh doing unspeakable shit.
It's very similar to Keegan's book. It's very awkward.
All right. So we're talking hundreds of or thousands of years old?
At this point, probably pushing almost 1,000 years old.
All right. Yeah, we could take that knowledge with us. So I do not intend on taking anything out of this library.
I'm not from this library. Just saying.
And we'll be ready to head out if you guys are.
Yeah. As we leave, I will ask if the librarians are in here.
Yeah, Solemn is waiting outside as they'll... Wow, 6 hours in the Queen's Library. That's quite a lot. Hope you found what you were looking for.
I'll hold up the book and say, can I check this out?
Well, we don't normally check out books from those. From the Queen's Library? That's, Oh, geez. No,
You're a library.
He's got you there.
Very well. Do you have a library card?
No, but I'd like to apply for...
Yeah, at this point, we should get library cards.
Okay.
I'll say, it's a book about me. I'll even hand it to him so he can see it.
Oh, you're not supposed to find books about you. How did you find this book?
It's on the shelves. I don't...
Oh, jeez.
So that said, it would... We would love to sign up for library cards, keep in touch, and give a donation for this experience.
Oh, yeah, we got a bribe money.
Yeah, I'm going to try to bribe them and maybe throw in a diplomacy on this. Make it try to go smooth. So I got a total of 28 on a diplomacy. Unless if he's human. You turn human yet? I usually walk around injecting people with the human virus.
Don't you accuse me of having organs, sir. Yeah. Solemn with a 28 would be like, oh, geez, I mean, you're not supposed to, but, I mean, we still haven't found the actual key to the Queen's Library, so I guess as long as we get it back before then, before it goes back to the Mobius Library, it should be okay with a decent donation to help the adventure librarians.
I'll give him 5K out of my 20 that I haven't used, and I'll give him my number and say, call me if you ever find your key, and you need it back.
Our key is... Sadly, an impossible find, I assume. The last copy was kept on Mechanus before it was destroyed. It's somewhere in the world, or planes, who knows. But we will never stop looking. The librarians will always search.
A noble cause.
But 5K is a generous donation. I hope the book has what you hope it wants you to have. But do return it to a library when appropriate.
Will do. I greatly appreciate it.
We'll have library cards here for you by tomorrow. You were in there long enough, Oban went home, but when he gets back, we can make cards.
Great, thank you. Well, Mr. what do you guys...
Enjoy your book.
Thank you. Is it still empty when I open it up? Or does it still say you found the book?
It will say creativity leaves the library with book in hand.
Yes, that's what I was hoping.
Always going to be paranoid looking at it. Little did he know he was in grave danger this night.
So Keegan, Dosh, Lucius, as you leave the Golden Chip Library with some steamy literature, some prophetic literature, and, well, the confidence that you successfully navigated an extra-dimensional library, what do you do?
It's been six hours,
so it's probably morning.
Right. I'm thinking we head back to the hotel and wait for Oswald and Forrest to get back. Maybe we talk a little bit more about... Well, we should be able to speak with Justin Burkane today, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably fairly tired after spending
Oh yeah,
all night in such a place. But yeah, heading back to the hotel, we'll jump back to Fors and Oswald. They'll give you a bit of, hand sanitizers to wipe off all of these sauce and fries. As they'll say, the nightmare is ready for you.
I'll look over at Oswald with a big smile.
Yeah, let's do it. I think this is probably going to be more your field than mine.
Oh yeah, what was the last thing?
I think it's a rave with silk. Or something like that.
Yeah, heading over to the nightmare, you can see they have a statue out front of a horse with a flaming mane, flaming tail. At some point when you're moving past it, you swear the horse moves, but whenever you look back, it seems to resume its normal form and shape as it's looking out south. Entering in, black lights, low kind of drum and bass music can be felt and heard everywhere. The black lights kind of shining down on everybody as you see kind of glowing teeth and smiling eyes as they approach. And welcome, I'll take your fees now.
Yeah,
and have you had silk before?
Yep.
I don't think I have. Have I?
I don't know if you have.
I mean, I mean, like, in the podcast, I don't think that I have. I'm sure that I have not in, like, my backstory. So if I haven't done it on camera, then I haven't done it at all.
All right. They'll take you up to the second floor. It is a large amphitheater with layback seats that have buttons for butt heating, vibrations, kind of massage chairs, all set up around a lizard folk, DJ Somnolence, that kind of speaks in a slow kind of, hey, welcome everybody.
Awesome, sweet guided meditation.
Once doors are locked, she'll, everybody take your silk now.
I will watch what Forrest does and do what they do.
Yep, gonna grab that steel wool.
Yeah, you take a hit, as everybody else around does as well. You'll see they'll start playing kind of a light laser show with the black lights to kind of give a soothing setting to help you drift off to sleep. As you go to sleep, you can give me a will save or lucid dreaming check. The DC is 13.
Oh boy. I
could have sworn that I spent a point in lucid dreaming, but I'm looking over my sheet and I'm not seeing it, so I'm going to go with will save.
Okay, I thought you had.
I thought I had too, but...
Do you have skill points to spend? Because maybe you just didn't spend it, or didn't write it down.
And it doesn't look like I have any leftovers. I probably dumped them into Bluff.
Fair enough.
Can we do lucid dreaming untrained?
You can, but you can only get a 10 on it untrained.
Ah, and the DC is higher than that?
Correct. But as you drift off to sleep, as you wander into the silk room created by DJ Somnolence, it is quite a show. Using the effects of the ethereal realm, DJ Somnolence seems to be able to lucid dream in accordance with the music to create worlds that seem to wrap around you, moving with the beat, dancing with the high notes and low notes to create a very a very unique group experience of how they are perceiving how the music flows tonight. For those that are fairly new to this, the will save kind of represents how well you can handle it.
So if we want, if I would like to follow Somnolence as a guide through this experience, then I should want to pass the will save.
Correct.
Okay. That is what I want. I will try.
Much like in kind of a similar way of Pablo, if you can enjoy the ride.
Yeah. It's probably like just now occurring to Oswald that this actually could go badly.
There is that of like, as you have those negative thoughts, occasionally, like, you see the eyes in shadows.
Uh-huh.
But those shadows not only have eyes, they have spider legs, they have webbing, they have tentacles, they have things that are reaching out towards you. But the will save is to stay in beat with the music and not let those bad thoughts break you out.
Cool. I got a 17 on my will save.
Alrighty.
All right. So it's going to be this minus one. 13.
13, exactly. Perfect. Yeah. The 2 hours seem to go by with a flash. By the time you kind of wake up, come back out of this, DJ Somnolence, she's already left. But all of you are kind of waking up in this amphitheater, as there's that same kind of lavender mist you had from the daymare to kind of remind you to go back to the beginning. As you all kind of come out of it, and between watching roiling planescapes move along to music, dancing people in cow outfits with neon glow sticks tied to their arms. There's so much happening. But you both walk out of it fine. Though definitely tired, right? You don't feel like you actually slept. And you, with probably about four or five other people, will kind of all stumble back towards the Daymare before you will get your chance to roll, to see if you get to roll on the Wheel of Many Things. Oswald, roll me a d20.
Okay.
If it's a 7, you'll get to roll on the wheel.
Okay. I'm going to roll this one in roll 20. I got a 2.
All right. Fours?
Time to do this. Oh. 10.
Ah, man, if I had been thinking, I would have called 20 as my number, because then I could have, like, forced a critness on it.
The server at the Daymare would be like, oh, that's so great, you guys are back already. Are you going to do another loop?
Probably not right now. We got to go to work. But maybe again tomorrow?
All right, very well. Happy to see you then.
Yeah, thank we're you. Into the wheel meta. Go through the loop as fast as you can. Get a shot at that wheel. Reload.
Every loop you do, you get to increase the amount of numbers you roll. So every loop, you'll be able to choose another number. And so you can
increase your odds.
Yep.
Oh.
But waiting outside will be Pulp, as he'll finish kind of a large ice slushy and throw it at the front window of the Daymare. And you guys ready to fucking go home?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go see what the other guys got up to.
Yeah, as you pull up outside of the hotel here, everybody else is inside, as they've gotten here probably about an hour beforehand. Fours, your phone will ring with an unknown number.
Is this the first... Does it keep track? Is this the first time I've gotten a call from this number, or is it completely unknown?
It says a 2 next to it, so it's the second time they've tried.
All right. We'll answer.
Yeah, you'll see a human male, dark brown hair with blue eyes, square jaw, and nose like it's maybe been broken a couple times. Mr. Fours, this is Justin Brucane.
Go on.
I saw your run. That was very impressive. But you seem to have found something that I didn't realize was there. And so, I'm willing to hire you to capture that time flayer.
Ooh.
And that's where we'll end the session. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe. You know all the stuff. A huge thank you, of course, to our Patreon supporters. The intro and outro are monolithic. And during the episode, you heard Laissez-Faire, both by Nihilor. Sound effects by Pixabay. And I think that's about it. Careful, it's real warm out there, so make sure you're drinking lots of water. All right, bye, 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 bye.